All right, kind of end the week here, and we're celebrating the holidays. Freddie Kiger is in here today with the trivia on WCHL.
I like your Santa hat.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You like my big fat belly? Like it shakes like a bowl full of jelly?
I'm just glad you didn't put mistletoe over the door.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. And you like my white beard?
Yeah, you know, you could pass. Well, you know who you could pass for?
Yeah, who?
Burl Ives.
Shut up. The only time you ever hear Burl Ives is at the holidays.
Yeah. Well, Burl. Well, sounds like it's something you go out. Martha, there's Burl on the tree. Get it out.
I ran over a Burl in the driveway.
Stepped on a Burl.
Yeah. Ooh, that hurts.
Ow.
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 Lionel Richie.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember the Commodores doing any.
No.
I'm sure they did, but I'm not sure. Did the Commodores ever do a Christmas album?
I don't know. I don't know. I think Lionel Richie has, but I don't think Commodores did.
But today we're doing more popish tune, another popish tune.
All right.
So you ready? Here we go, folks.
Yep.
Same kind of deal from yesterday. Ron's going to play a tune and name the song. Name the song, because this song has been done by countless artists. Been covered many times.
All right. I don't know what it is either. Freddie's going to hand it to me.
Yep. The song you're about to hear was written by American songwriter Johnny Marks, who, interestingly enough, was Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
All right.
Play it.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see.
It's a holly jolly Christmas.
God. Well, you kind of hinted at it a little while ago when you said, you said Burl Ives, and I think anybody who hears that song right away, have a holly jolly Christmas.
You know, I don't mind that one.
I can't stand that one because I'm
really
sick and tired of it.
Oh, because you just have to hear it too many times?
Yeah, gosh, okay. Million times.
Well, I'm sorry I brought that upon you.
It's all right. But pretty much the only time you ever hear Burl Ives is with this song or maybe Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
But yeah. Gene Autry is the one who first made the big splash with that one.
Exactly. Yeah.
But anyway, Burl Ives' version, among many, probably the most familiar, although it's been done by many others.
Yeah,
Marks, the guy who wrote it, was quite the prolific writer of Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
He wrote Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Run, Rudolph, Run.
Even though he was Jewish.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, Run, Rudolph, Run, probably the least known of all of those.
I like that.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah, I like all three of them.
That's good stuff. Hey, thank you, man.
Yep. See you on Monday.
Yeah.